Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Woodstock, Georgia, it's time for Cherokee Business Radio. Now, here's your host.
Welcome back to the Kid Biz Expo in Woodstock, Georgia. I'm Sharon Klein, and I'm happy to have the real housewives of, the husbands of Kid Biz Expo. Is that right?
That's right.
Would definitely call you guys like part of it. So introduce yourselves, please.
Well, my name is Adam. I'm Renee's husband, and we've just been, you know, helping out any way we can since the beginning, loading, unloading, just really whatever they need us to do. So we're here for them.
Yep. My name is Ray. I'm Amy's husband, and same thing. Just trying to get the kids set up, whatever they need to do to prepare during the week, and whatever we can do to help make the event run smooth.
Well, it's so nice how supportive you are for this venture. And clearly, with all of these people here, you can see that it's totally successful and needed.
Very much. Yeah,
absolutely.
Has there been anything that's kind of surprised you about being part of this and setting it up and seeing what's happening today?
Well, I don't know about today, just because we've done these before, but I think overall just how quickly it has taken off and just the response from the community to come out and support these kids has been amazing in such a short amount of time.
How long has it been that you've been doing?
It's been about 2 years now. This is the fourth or fifth expo we've done, and it's just grown exponentially every time. And one thing that's really surprising for me is we kind of knew it was going to be successful, but like you said, just the quickness and just the overall nothing but positive atmosphere that comes from this and all the positive responses they're getting from all the local business owners and the community in general. And just the amount of hard work that the two ladies have put into is really impressive as well.
Well, and it's so great that you're able to kind of, do some of the heavy lifting, so to speak.
Yes.
Helping to set everything up.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of ice runs.
Yep. Especially on a day like today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
So you each have children that have their businesses. Mm-hmm. Will you talk a little bit about your businesses that your kids have?
Sure.
Yep. So I have three daughters, and I've got one that does epoxy, jewelry, signs, things of that nature. My middle one sells gourmet-flavored popcorn. We've got Fruity Pebble flavored and Oreo flavored popcorn. It's amazing. And then my youngest just started selling bubble tea. It's not really my thing, but there's a lot of people that love it. So, hey. I have some right here. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I look over and there's been some lines more often than not of people waiting to get this stuff. So apparently it's selling pretty good.
Yeah. It's a good day for it,
for sure.
Yep. So, What would you say is, like, I'm impressed with how smart these kids are.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, would you say that that's happened for you as well?
Oh, very much. And I think a lot of these kids, most kids can be pretty impressive if you just give them the chance. That's really the biggest thing about this is giving the kids the chance to succeed, the chance to lead, and the chance to fail a little bit. If they do something and isn't quite successful, then you give them the motivation to kind of reevaluate what they're doing, make the necessary changes, and then come back the next time, and they're able to sell whatever they're selling, make a little bit of money. And that just adds a lot of life skills and a good foundation for
I keep thinking about how business running is such a little microcosm of life, of what life is like. Yeah. Like, we had one of our guests on here talking about how he spent all of his money initially and didn't really, like, parse it out like he should have. And I do that all the time. So I really kind of interesting to see how they're learning at such a young age how to manage a business and money, and that'll only help them in their future, I imagine. Where do you see this going? I mean, it's clearly popular.
The sky's the limit. I mean, who knows in 5 years where this is going to be? But based on this trajectory, it could be huge. It could be, something outside of Cherokee County, maybe have some satellites here and there.
It's such a good idea.
But it's, we got two great ladies running it, so who knows?
You're the best husbands right over here. So what would you say has been the biggest impact on your lives watching, being involved in this?
I would say for me, probably the fulfillment, just being able to see this all come together, to go from, an idea and a concept to actually what you're seeing today in these events, has just been mind blowing. To be sitting on the couch one day and just have an idea and to have it turn into something like this is crazy. crazy.
I love that feeling. It feels powerful or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, what about this? And then it, actually, it's so similar to what you're doing for the kids in that they have an idea. And then the next thing you know, there's a physical product or, you know, a service.
Oh, yeah. Which there's a lot of people that hear about what we do and will turn to their kid and be like, okay, well, what could you do? They, you know, maybe they don't have a business at the moment, but it starts sparking ideas about what they could do. And it gets those creative, you know, thoughts going. So,
and then the neighbor sees it and then they want to do it. They want to become a part of it. You know, talk about, you know, like an idea and then making it a reality. Not many people have the confidence to do that. And they're seeing, you know, 46 kids coming in here, taking an idea and making it something into fruition.
They're brave, aren't they? But I love that because I feel like we all have little kids in us. Do you know what I mean? Like,
we're all just grown up kids.
Yeah. Well, if they can do it, I can do it.
Exactly.
Well, are there any things that you wish that you could go back and make? Like, imagine you were a little kid and you were part of, you know, trying to decide something that you would like to design. Is there anything that you think, man, this would be a great idea to make?
I have no idea.
There's so many kids here that have such amazing talent and amazing ideas that I think any number of them, you look at it and be like, man, why didn't I think of that?
I think that all the time. Yeah. I just bought a dog cookie kit over there, for dog treats.
Right.
And they made a frosting that is like yogurt and peanut butter.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. I love the idea of that. That makes me want to make it.
Did you see the girl over there with that robot costume that she's got walking around?
Yes.
She made the whole
time. She made the entire thing from scratch out of foam. And it's just so impressive to see.
I think that's a big takeaway for me is that, and it's not that I doubted children, but I have a little bit more of a respect for bravery, ingenuity, creativeness. Mm-hmm. And also just saying, I'm going to put this online. I'm going to make this actually happen without really worrying too much about all of the back part, you know. And so many have such good support. Like, you all are so supportive of your kids being able to do this.
Well, that's a lesson that I've learned big time is that you can get so caught up as parents and just trying to get through the day-to-day. And the last thing you want to do is make something a little bit harder. And so you just kind of take care of things yourselves and not let your kids sort of blossom in a way that it's like you don't mean to kind of – you lay them down, but just your way to get through the day and make it easier for you. But instead of doing that, if you like we said, if you give the kids a chance and let them bloom, they'll impress you in big ways.
Do you feel like you're closer to your kids because of these things? I would imagine so.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, because we're helping them with whatever they're doing. They're asking questions. You know, it's just spending time with them. You know, it's definitely nice.
Do you feel like, too, that you're... I feel like I'm on social media enough, as it is as an adult, but, the kids are using it in such a great entrepreneurial way. And I know people do, but I'm old school, so I don't even think about it. But is that something that's part of your life, too, where you're like, oh, we got to get a TikTok and got to get up to speed on all of the different ways that you can market?
Yeah, I think it's rapidly becoming that way. It's not there yet, but the older the kids get, the more they have phones and they're on and part of social media, the more they want to be a part of it. So our lives are definitely rapidly becoming that way.
Good or bad, I guess. Yeah. whichever way you... I'm sorry, I dropped your glasses.
And that's one great thing about this is that it teaches the kids to use social media in a good way, in a more constructive way to grow a business and not just to kill time. You know, and I think overall they spend less time on it because they're more time building the business and selling what they're selling rather than just scrolling through something mindlessly,
I agree, and it's funny because I'm paying for things just with Cash App and Venmo, whereas I'm whipping out my card and there's no place to even pay with the card. Not everyone, but I'm what? This is the new way.
Yeah,
I mean, it's probably not new, but it's new to me because I'm old school. So that's kind of amazing if you think about it. You're growing these businesses perfectly with the way that people can really interact and get to know about them. It's kind of nice that you don't have to worry as much about the dark side of, I guess, social media. You know what I mean? Like, they're using it for good.
Yes.
And for something positive.
Yeah. Because it's here to stay. And so trying to shelter them from it is only going to make it worse when they get older. So I think the more you can bring them into it, progressively and in a smarter way and show them how to use it for good, I think is definitely a good thing.
Keep them focused.
Yeah.
Keep them focused. That's something that I don't think I had when I was a kid. I really didn't have a business. So when I'm seeing these kids talking about profits and losses, it's like freaking me out.
And revenues. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's nice.
I mean, it's impressive.
That's where the workshops come into play, you know, that we do that's outside of the event itself.
What workshops do you do?
Well, so the ladies put on a workshop once a month, and they'll bring in small business owners, people from the community, you know, to come in and talk to these kids about time management or money or social media, any aspect of running a business. And these kids can sign up for these workshops and come and attend every month and learn a valuable skill. And so these expos are somewhere that they can put those skills to use, right? So everything that they've learned in the workshop, when you start talking about profit and loss or time management, being able to get everything done, they can kind of showcase that at these events.
It's awesome. It's not just theory. It's real time and real life.
They're able to see the cash in hand. And also, you know, what we do with our kids, if we're putting in, say, $100 to get something started, well, the first $100 out of the expo, guess what? It comes back to us, you know?
Dang it, Dad.
They got to pay their money back because that's how that's how it really is. So,
yep.
So you got to, you know, you pay for certain things before you get to your net profits. And so that's one thing that we try to show them and just let them get used to right off the bat.
Don't you wonder how different these kids will be in 10 years having had experiences like this?
I think it's phenomenal. And not even in the business sense, but just to be able to be out here and to create something on your own and talk to strangers as they come up confidently, look them in the eye and tell them what you got and then why they should have what you have. I think it sets them off way ahead of their peers.
That social skill is really challenging for
absolutely.
Children, I think, sometimes. So, you know, especially some of the people we've interviewed have talked about, or children that we've interviewed have talked about what it's like to be the only kid in a big adult, I guess, expo, you know, and that they're not looked at with the same respect as they are expecting.
That's something that they talked about when they were over here.
Yeah, they were saying that it's surprising. Because it's one of my questions, what surprises you, you know, about your business or whatever. And some of them said it's really just that they don't look at me as someone who's got something to offer. And, you know, I appreciate having an all-kids one because everyone's almost on equal ground.
Right.
And I do love as well, and your children are the same, they're so supportive of other businesses too. You know, watching them event to event, still, you know, they haven't given up.
Yeah. Yep. I think once you come up with an idea and put in the work to build something and see someone else doing the exact same thing, there's a lot of empathy there, and you want to support that as well, and you want everybody to succeed because you know what it takes to get to that.
You can't really do that until you've done it yourself,
exactly.
I think. Well, that's one of the best parts, I think, is a lot of the children have said how much they really, like, appreciate the other kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that that's a collaboration feeling. It's not a competition. It's, yay, let's see what you can do, and let's support over there. And it feels like positive energy, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely. There's so many. I know, especially my kids, they're taking the money that they're making and they're going to other kids and buying their stuff. You know what I mean? So I guarantee you the dollar swap hands 10 times in this one event.
Yeah.
Well, that's so sweet, isn't it?
It's something too I'm seeing. You know, when you got four or five kids in a row, let's say someone has to go, you know, to the bathroom and go eat, but then a customer walks up to an empty booth, that the business owner from the booth next to him will walk up and sell whatever the other person's selling for them and then go back to their own booth when he or she comes back to the bathroom. So seeing something like that is awesome.
So has that been kind of the most surprising thing, is kind of how supportive they all are? In my mind, I think children can be like, they can compete to where it's very unhealthy. This all feels so strong and healthy.
Yes.
You know, and I love that. And I guess that's part of it, is your wives and you have such good energy about it. You know, it's to see them succeed in the future too.
Oh, absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for coming over and being the silent partners in the back that don't probably get shined on as much. But I hope we gave you a few minutes to really kind of express your thoughts and how you impact this. As
the
well.
House dads of Kid Biz Expo.
Yeah. Sorry, the house dads. Is that what they call it? Is it?
Yep.
Husbands?
Yep.
Husbands?
Husbands?
Real husbands.
Real.
Dang it. I got it wrong
real
again.
Real husbands of Kid Biz.
Yeah. Your own show, guys. Your own show.
Sky's the limit.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks so much.
Well, thanks for having us.